Well, good morning, Master's Call family. Thank you again for joining us on this Make a Joyful Noise Unto the Lord Monday. And please just join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you so much, Lord. You are so good to us, Lord. Every morning we will make a joyful noise unto you. Thank you so much for this wonderful call, Lord, and thank you for the founders of the call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord. We thank you for blessing them, Lord, and just loving them and refreshing them, Lord, in every single area of their life, Lord. We thank you so much for our Artists International and Artist Life International family, Lord, for the Diaz de Leon family, for Godmother Dorothy Cook and her family, Lord, for all the leaders, the Kings of Artists, the Body of Christ and Artists, Lord, and for the young generation of artists. Lord, we thank you for just loving them and blessing them and keeping them, Lord, and just continuing to speak to them, Lord, and strengthening them, Lord, because greater are you, Jesus, who is in them than anything, than he who is in the world. And Lord, we just thank you again for your wonderful blessings, Lord. We thank you for this call, every listener and every speaker of the call. Lord, we ask that you open up our ears to our hearts and our ears and our ears and our minds, Lord, to receive the message that you have for us this morning. Holy Spirit, just come upon us and just thank you and just refresh us throughout this day, and so that we can be a Jesus light to ourselves and to our families and our communities around us, Lord. And in King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Master's Call family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and it has been a Jesus joy privilege and honor to greet you on this Make a Joyful Noise Unto the Lord Monday. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Take it away.
So much, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us on this Make a Joyful Noise Unto the Lord Monday. Thank you for that tag, and thank you for opening us up in prayer. I pray that your day will be blessed and highly favored. May God continue to do greater and new things in your life. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our co-founders here, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you. And our prayer is that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Master on the Master's Call. See, this call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we have been moving forward ever since, doing what God would have us to do. So I thank God each and every single weekday that we're able to get on this line, whether it's a holiday or not. We have the opportunity to gather here as a family here on the Master's Call. And definitely God has been doing greater and newer things here on the Master's Call. And so we have a scripture that we stand on, and it can be found in Psalm 88:13. And it reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we have the opportunity to begin this call in prayer. We also end this call in prayer. On Fridays, we open up the line to hear your praise report, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. But also during the week, you can also send us an email, and our email address is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. I also invite you to visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net, and you will see that all of the information for our call, all of our calls have been archived. The bios for our speaker can be found there. And we are definitely believing God that in 2016, His glory shall be seen in each of us. So we praise God for, like I said, the greater and the newer things that He is doing in 2016. And so I know this weekend was absolutely, as Dr. P.K. Roberts would say, super fantastic, as all roads led to Houston, Texas, to the Ignite 2016 conference out there in Houston. And I already know that as the flame has been ignited, that the fire has started, and that Artists International will be taking over the world like never before. And so I thank God for the co-founders, Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon, as they led the artist family into greater and newer things. So if you did not get an opportunity to get there to Houston, then please, please, please check your back offices. Please connect to Artists Connect, and you will see as they live stream that there are videos that you can actually connect to so that you definitely will be in the loop. But where you can find out immediately today following this call would be to join the new Morning Motivational Call at 641-715-3865 and use the PIN number 539598#. And if you have no idea or no clue what I'm talking about, what is Artist Life? Well, get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share with you how an appointment with Artist can absolutely change your life, but only if you let it. So I hope you have your Bibles out or your tablets, your pens, whatever you need, because right now I know that a rhema word from the throne room is getting ready to happen right now on the Master's Call. And so I have the esteemed honor to bring to the line and introduce to you, no stranger to this call, I call her the Mississippi Queen. She is my AP. She is definitely on the move for God, doing great things in the kingdom, and definitely has set a fire out there on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. She is known here as our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. She is a wife. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She is an evangelist. She is a minister in the marketplace. Usually you can find her on Facebook walking across the bridge at 4 o'clock in the a.m. out there in Mississippi, just returned from the Ignite 2016 conference, and definitely has been ignited. And I'm telling you, that fire will not go out. She definitely believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and shares Him with everyone that she meets. I am so glad that God allowed her to pass my way, and this morning she's passing by yours. So at this time, without further ado, I would like to move myself out of the way so that the next person that you will hear loudly, clearly, uncontaminated, unhindered, the voice of Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you there this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. I tell you, girlfriend, you have a voice out of this world early in the morning out there on the West Coast, and I so thank God for you. You are such an awesome woman, woman of God, and thank you for that. I tell you, it's definitely a esteem, honor to hear you speak of me the way you did this morning. Glory to God. I love you, sister, and thank you again. You're such a blessing. Thank you, Minister Rebecca. I tell you, down there in Florida, she gave us a tag this morning that say, praise ye the Lord. I tell you, praise the Lord this morning on a Monday morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Rebecca. And I give glory and honor to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is healed, whole, and complete in Jesus. Thank you so much for being the woman of God that you are. and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, my goodness. It was such a privilege to hug your neck this morning, and thank you so much for the blessings that you just bestow upon your people and women and men of God here on TMC. Thank you for being the blessing that you are. I love and appreciate you. Good morning, TMC family. I tell you, oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I'm going to try to just calm myself down this morning so I can give you the word that the Lord gave me this morning. And it is about another shift in the atmosphere. Another shift in the atmosphere. Oh, my Lord. Father God, I just thank you. I honor and glorify you, oh God, for being the awesome God that you are. I thank you, Father, for the anointing that you have bestowed upon each and every individual on this call. So, Lord, I ask that Brenda get out of the way. And you, Father, speak through me that the people of God will hear what you will have for them and that we will all go forth as your ministers in the marketplace to bless your holy and righteous name. I thank you for doing so. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Another shift in the atmosphere. Have you ever entered a room and the atmosphere was so thick you could cut it with a knife? You could easily sense that harsh words were spoken or an argument had taken place in the room. And, you know, negative and harsh and unpleasant words affect the atmosphere until someone clears the atmosphere. Hello. I want to go to Acts 2:1-4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as one of fire, and one came upon each of them. This is as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. When this took place, these men and women thought they had lost their one good friend, Jesus, who had the power to make things change for the better wherever they went. They were so comfortable when they were around Jesus because they knew that wherever he went, he shifted the atmosphere. However, on this particular day, they became empowered by the Holy Spirit after their coming together in prayer and thanksgiving. They were no longer afraid to stand and speak or teach about the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. There was another shift in the atmosphere. The Holy Spirit had set them on fire, just as Jesus had promised he would. See, it started with Peter preaching the uncompromised gospel of Jesus Christ. So many who would set their eyes on him would be free from bondage and free from sin. And when Peter had spoken to the people, they said 3,000 souls were added to the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. You tell me if that wasn't a shift in the atmosphere. Now we can recall a time before for this happened when the atmosphere had shifted. And it was when John the Baptist had announced that there was one coming that was greater than I, he said. And it happened. Jesus came on the scene, healing the sick, delivering the corrupted minds into having the minds of Christ. He cast out demons from the tormented bodies they had possessed and even raised the dead. See, he did all this. He shifted the atmosphere wherever he went. Oh, yes. The atmosphere had definitely shifted for the better, I might add. And let's acknowledge the fact that when the atmosphere is getting ready to shift or getting ready to change, these are some of the things that take place. One, a sound takes place. See, I heard Minister Rebecca said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. See, that's a sound that takes place. When the sound takes place, see, in Acts, there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. And there was a sound even with John the Baptist's announcement. He says, there is one coming that is mightier than I. That was a sound in the atmosphere that took place. And see, when we worship, when we praise, when we make that joyful noise unto the Lord, it's the sound that makes preparation to shift the atmosphere of the circumstances. Number two, there's a feeling, a replenishing that takes place. See, in Acts, the whole house was filled with the presence of God. Things had shifted. See, even when Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened up, and the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus. See, even though he was God, he was also man. He had to be filled. He needed to have that infillment, and the Holy Spirit had rested upon him. And then number three, there's a boldness that takes place. See, with the apostles, they boldly started speaking in unknown tongues and validated the fact that it was the power of God. Among the people, they started speaking in tongues where other people could understand what they were saying. It was a boldness in faith that they stood out and spoke. And when their mouths opened up, God manifested himself through their boldness. See, the Father's business is taken forth when you step out in boldness, regardless of the fact that the parents of Jesus was looking for him. Jesus himself stood out. He took a bold step by going and doing his Father's business. And his parents were going around looking for him, saying, where is Jesus? What happened to him? He said, I must be about my Father's business. That was a bold step that he took. Okay, I'm sure there are many instances where in the atmosphere, you know, where the atmosphere has shifted in your life, and I can definitely tell you where it has shifted many times in my life, such as the sound came to you through the man or the woman of God preaching or teaching the word. Then God filled us with his love, his peace, his joy. And then we boldly began to walk by faith and not by sight. Let's look at Saul, the man who was persecuting the church. Yeah, you remember Saul. You remember him. Well, he saw a bright light from heaven. And then there was a sound. And it was a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He then became filled with the Spirit of God. God had changed, had shifted his atmosphere at that very hour. And he had witnesses. Other people heard the voice. Other people saw the change. And when he came out, he came up. He was blind, and he had to go to Ananias, and the Lord had to allow Ananias to lay hands on him in order to get his vision. But then he started taking a bold step. His atmosphere had shifted by far to the greatest extent that he could ever imagine, because he was one that was torturing the church. But yet, God shifted that atmosphere. See, are you sensing another shift in your atmosphere at this day and in this hour? The shift is taking place because everything is working together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. The shift is also taking place because the divine purpose is being manifested in each of our lives for such a time as this. God's glory is being seen. You see, I'm encouraging you to be spiritually alert that the enemy don't distract you from the path God has ordained specifically for you. According to Jeremiah 29 and 11, he says, I know the thoughts and I know the plans that I think towards you. This is what the Lord says. And they are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope and expected end. See, God has a tendency of shifting the atmosphere once more and again. Why? Because you and I have to move to another level. We have to move to that level to where we won't have to look to the right nor to the left, but we focus on Jesus, who is truly the author and the finisher of our faith. We know the situations are going to turn within our surroundings, within our atmosphere, but God has given us the power to shift that atmosphere. Let me move on. See, this brings me to this past weekend at the Artist Life Ignite event. Oh, it was powerful. Yes, it was powerful. The sound was constantly announced to us that this event was going to be like none other. And oh my God, how true that was. It was epic. The fulfillment of God's love as well as the family love has saturated the room. Therefore, the reception of all the information that was given, that was shared with us by all the leaders, I mean, it was at its peak. There were tears, there was laughter, and yes, our prayers were truly answered. When we come before the Lord asking him to come into any situation, he gives us that power because we call on him. And then he said, I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. See, there were bold statements that took place. And there were bold statements that to the fact that Artist Life is the best in the world. And they were simply made because the company puts God first, then family, and then lifestyle. Oh, my goodness. And to mention the phenomenal testimonies that were given. The shift was taking place in the atmosphere. See, there was like, you know, like in Acts, he says, there were like tongues of fire. See, the fire had taken place within that room, within that atmosphere. And that fire, it came upon each and every one of us. And we're going forth out into the field, into the workplace. We're going out and let people know what we have, because that fire was given to us to carry on that mantle and to be bold and to know and to allow God to use us to tell people what we have for their health. See, this assured distributors as well as guests that we must and we will do whatever it takes to help people become healthier. Another shift in the artist atmosphere has certainly taken place this past weekend. Oh, yes, Minister Tiffany, you said it right. The Ignite Conference ignited each and every one of us. We are ignited to go forth and do the work that God has called us, because we are truly the ministers in the marketplace. Now, like Paul and Silas in the dreary jail cell, remember that? Things most certainly looked gloom. They looked gloomy. What did they do? They were praying and they were singing. The Bible said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. There's that sound. There is that sound. Immediately, the doors were open. That night, the keeper of the prison, and his household were saved. There's the feeling. Paul and Silas were bold enough to remain there with the prison keeper. They didn't run off. They didn't say, oh, we're free now. We can go. They didn't run. They stood with that man until him and his household got saved. And I'm sure the whole prison had gotten saved because they knew the power of God had shifted the atmosphere. Whatever circumstance, my TMC family, trial or mishap that may occur in your life, be assured of this. You have the power of God dwelling in you to shift the atmosphere for his glory. When Jesus said, "It is finished," the atmosphere shifted, and so did yours. I thank God for this man of God. I think his name is like Jason Nelson. I'm not truly familiar. I've heard the song, but he did say, "Our worship and our praise is shifting the atmosphere. Till the heavens are open, the praise is shifting. It's shifting the atmosphere. Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. The worship is shifting the atmosphere. It's moving. It's breaking." Let's consider that God has given us the power to shift the atmosphere. Another shift has taken place. I hope you got a thought from this message. God bless you, and back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory for that powerful, profound, and on-time Rhema word straight from the throne room, that the shift, it's happening. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Our Father, we bless your name. We praise your name and we magnify your name. We glorify you and we bow down before you. And we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you that you allowed us to wake up into a new day, Father, with new possibilities, with new opportunities, with greater and new things ahead of us, God. So we open our minds and our hearts with anticipation and expectation that greater will happen for us in this day. Why? Because you reside in each and every single one of us, and you have made us great. You have made us with a purpose. You have a plan for each and every single one of us. So right now, God, we ask that you would show us and that you would increase in us and that we would decrease so that your kingdom will know that there is a true and living God that resides in each and every single one of us. So we thank you for being our shepherd. We thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our friend. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our restorer. We thank you for being our peace. We thank you for being our comforter. We thank you for being our friend, oh God. And we thank you for every single door that you have opened in our lives and for every single door that you have closed right now. So we come to you just thanking you, God, and asking that your will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. And so I lift up my sister, Minister Brenda Terrell, to you right now, oh God. And I thank you for the word that you have put in her that she just shared with us. And I pray that we would not have just listened to it, but that we would meditate on it as we go throughout this day and that it would make changes in our life. I pray that every single need in her life will be met right now in the name of Jesus. And on this call right now, I decree and I declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Even though it may rise up, God, we trump it right now because we have more power. We have the authority because you gave it to us. And so I thank you, God, that the fire has been lit, that the fire is ignited, that the fire is flourishing, Father, throughout each and every country, each and every place, each and every home, each and every heart right now in the matchless name of Jesus. I lift up Dr. PK to you right now. I speak total and complete healing to you. I lift up Mother Vivian to you right now. I speak total and complete healing in the name of Jesus. I lift up Leroy Bates to you. I speak total and complete healing right now in the name of Jesus. Those who have loved ones that have passed away, I ask right now that you would comfort and strengthen them right now in the matchless name of Jesus, Father. And I pray as we go through the things that we go through that we would submit to you, that we would trust you, that we would believe you, that we would have a conversation with you, and that we would find hope in you. So I love you, oh God. I bless you. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify you. And I realize that I cannot do anything without you. But with you, I can do all things. So we love you. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare these things to be so. And they are done in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-POUND. Please share this message on your social media networks. Don't be afraid to share Christ with the world, because this message will be a blessing to the masses. Also, remember, we'll be heading over to the new Morning Motivational Call. This is Inspirational Monday, and greater and new things will be shared with you. So please dial in to 641-715-3865, the access code 539598-POUND. It has been a pleasure for me to wake up early in the morning and to serve each and every single one of you. And I pray that you would share this call with others and allow them to come back and join you here at the same divine and appointed time on tomorrow. Thank you again, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And to you, our prayer general, thank you so much for that rhema word this morning. And this call would not be what it is without each of you who have dialed in and those that will listen later. And we say thank you. So remember, go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. Minister Brenda Terrell, will you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes, thank you again, Minister Tiffany and Minister Rebecca, for being the blessing that you are. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of God resting and ruling in each and every one of us, that our faith is not standing in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God, that the atmosphere will be shifted each time we speak because of your sound, oh God. We thank you for blessing and keeping each one this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.